Only the truly lost. It is not true that Dr. Guillotine, who they named the thing after, died under it. That's a movie. And as the orchid dies without a hospital and the grass goes insane, let's say one for the lost. This man I met in the bar at 8:30 in the morning across from MacArthur Park, we're sitting over our beers, he and I and an old whore who slept in an unlocked car that night and wore this huge blue necklace as protection. This guy said to me, "Look at my arms, I'm all bone, no meat on me." And he pulled back his sleeves, and he was right. Bone was just a layer of skin hanging like paper. He said, "I don't eat nothing." I bought him a beer and the whore a beer. Now there, I thought, is a man who doesn't eat meat. He doesn't even eat vegetables. Kind of a saint. It was like a church in there anyhow. Only the truly lost sat in bars on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Then the whore said, "Jesus, if I don't score tonight, I'm finished. I'm scared. I'm really scared. You guys can go to Skid Row when things get bad. But where can a woman go?" We couldn't answer her. She picked up her beer with one hand and played with her blue beads with the other. I finished my beer and went up to the corner and got a racing form from Tommy the newsboy, age 61. "You got a hot one today?" "No, Tommy, I gotta see the board. Money makes them run." "I'll give you $2. Bet one for me." I take his $2. That will buy a sandwich, pay parking, plus 2 coffees. I get into my car, drive off. Too early for the track. Blue beads and bones. The universe is bent. A cop rides his bike behind me. The day has truly begun.